restless around you when you're far from home.
This is Robin Gunn coming in here today as your host, like I've been doing. It'll be next week, 7 years. That's amazing to me. We are part of the Oklahoma Senior Journal, and it is a publication that's been around for 32 years. And the Oklahoma Senior Journal is a resource guide for the 50-plus and those that love them and the adult children of the 50-plus. We welcome you this morning, and we're glad we're here. We've got a fantastic show concerning Oklahoma senior games and water walking. And there might be a little surprise in there about who's going to be entering water walking. And we'll explain what that is. We're also going to talk a little bit about pickleball, that ever-popular game that keeps growing more and more and more. I think it's the number one sport. Is that right, Karen?
It is.
For growth, as far as growing?
Yes, it's right. The fastest growing sport in the world right now.
That's incredible. Yeah, I saw it in a movie the other day. They actually had it in a movie.
And it's in almost every commercial now that pops on the TV.
Exactly, pickleball. So, if you don't know what that is, we're going to explain it to you. The Oklahoma Senior Games is something that the Oklahoma Senior Journal has gotten behind for multiple years now, and we are so proud to do that. And there may be a competition I'm going to go into. There's someone on camera in here in the studio, and so now it's in video land, and it's going to have to happen.
It's going to have to happen.
And this is going to be my trainer.
Yes, I'm on. I'm on board.
Well, let me tell you a little bit more about the Oklahoma Senior Journal and where you can pick it up. It's at 650 locations in the 405 area code. If you're in the 405 area code, I can guarantee you there's going to be one close to you. So just go to OKSeniorJournal.com. That's OKSeniorJournal.com. And once you're there, you just go to the little menu and it will let you know exactly where distribution is. Once you click on distribution, it will open up to all of those locations that you can pick up a live and in-person Oklahoma Senior Journal. And we are online, too. So go to the same website, OKSeniorJournal.com. In that website, that is where you can find the magazine online. We've been online about 20 years now. And during COVID, we had over 1 million downloads. So that's exciting. We have 1 million readership. We have about 100,000. We're also on some podcasts, about 1,700 podcast platforms. So the Oklahoma Senior Journal is out here to improve your life, make you the best you can be, just like Oklahoma Senior Games. That's right.
Yes.
Because the second half of your life is the best half, because every national game or local game or district game or national game is always won in the second half. So that's what we're in. We're in our second half winning season. All right. Let me tell you a little bit about Karen McAllister here sitting next to me. And also, apparently, she's putting on the hat of coach.
I am. I'm going to. I'm excited.
I love it. I love your positive attitude very much. Karen is retired executive assistant that works part-time for her church. What church do you go to?
Crossings Community Church.
Good church.
Yes.
Been there many times.
Awesome.
Especially their Easter time where you walk through the church.
Their Easter experience.
Yeah. It's very incredible.
Yeah.
I just ran across the pictures the other day on my phone. So
good.
Her church and volunteers for Hope is Alive. It's a sober living community and Lifetime Fitness Center. So how do those two coordinate together?
So they're not really connected. Hope is Alive, I got involved with them through Crossings. They're kind of connected to each other. They're kind of sister programs. It's a sober mentoring program that they have houses across the United States.
Wow.
And it's that's just a growing, and
what
they
a
also
great thing.
Yes, and they also help parents, family of maybe somebody who has been lost to addiction.
Gotcha.
And that's called Finding Hope. And so it's just a really good program.
But, that's great.
And I just recently started at Lifetime Fitness. So we're pickleball attendants.
Okay.
And so we're trying to help
and
facilitate
Lifetime
some
Fitness
of the
is not with the church.
No, they're not. They are not.
The Sober Living is.
Yes.
What is the Lifetime Fitness? Is that just a workout place?
It is. They have pickleball courts, tennis courts, a swimming pool. It's a fitness center. It's a gym.
Where is it located?
By Quail Springs Mall.
I know. Yeah. Okay. I'm totally with you on that.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. So that's what you do. You've been volunteering there.
We kind of work there.
You kind of work there.
Kind of.
That's
part-time.
Good.
Yes.
Good, good, good. Okay, and you also have three adult children. What's their names?
I do. Cassidy is our oldest, and then Joshua and Isaiah.
All right. Shout out to Karen's family. She also has a husband that's been into pickleball, mixed doubles partner named Danny.
Yes.
I think I've had Danny on. Okay, I didn't. They run together sometimes, people, for the last 30 years. And she is going to talk about water walking and pickleball today. And Mike Ghetto is behind the camera in the studio today. We are being filmed, and he's shooting behind-the-scenes video of the show documenting Robin, that would be yours truly, being involved in the Oklahoma Senior Games this year instead of just in kind. I'm going to get out there and do something, maybe break a sweat. Here we go. We are going to break here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour on Oklahoma's Freedom 96.9 FM. We'll be right back after this break.
Join us for the Oklahoma Senior Games this August through November throughout the state. Many events offered like 3-on-3 basketball, water walking, swimming, 5K race, bowling, track and field, aqua bike, shuffleboard, pickleball, tennis, fitness challenge, and a lot more. You can check out all the events at okseniorgames.com or call 405-821-1500. The Oklahoma Senior Games would like to invite everybody to come meet new friends and join us. All the info, okseniorgames.com. The Oklahoma Senior Games, August through November, all through the great state of Oklahoma. Information available at okseniorgames.com or call 405-821-1500. That's 405-821-1500. The Oklahoma Senior Games is on Facebook. We'll see you at the games.
Life moves in one direction, forward. No matter what each person's circumstances are, Synergy Home Care steps in with effective, comforting, life-affirming care that moves people and their loved ones emotionally and physically forward. From personal assistance, like bathing and dressing, to companion care to fight isolation and loneliness, to support with housekeeping, errands, and transportation services, sometimes just a little extra help can make all the difference. If you or your loved one has recently been diagnosed with Alzheimer's or dementia, our person-centered convergence of care model brings together the best tools and resources along with caregiver talents and specialized training to deliver a customized memory care solution for your family. Call Synergy Home Care today at 405-254-3046. Again, that number is 405-254-3046.
Hello, this is Ben Martin with R&B Trees. We are a tree company based out of Oklahoma. We offer professional tree pruning, stump grinding. We are Oklahoma City's number one tree service. We offer free estimates. Any tree we can do. No tree is too tall. We can do them all. R&B Trees is fully insured with liability and workman's comp. R&B Trees, we specialize in insurance work. We work directly with your carrier, and most of the time you'll be out of pocket zero. We offer a senior citizen discount, veterans discount. We take trees serious. It's all we do. So please give us a call at 405-609-9211. Our website, rmbtree.net, Facebook, RMB Trees, Trees, Trees. We offer professional pruning, low impact removals, stump grinding. RMB Trees is veteran owned. Call 405-609-9211. rmbtree.net, Facebook, RMB Trees, Trees, Trees. R&B Trees, servicing all of Oklahoma.
Before I came to the nerve, renewal clinic. I had difficulties walking, my feet burning, no sleep at night, and couldn't play with my grandchildren.
My name is Sarah, and I'm a nurse practitioner here at Nerve Renewal Neuropathy Clinic. One of the things I see all the time is patients that were having difficulty falling asleep due to pain. After coming to Nerve Renewal, our patients are able to sleep better at night, play with their grandchildren more, and go for walks without being in a lot of pain.
And since I've been coming here, I can finally walk better, sleep better, and be able to do the activities with my grandchildren.
If you're living with pain, call Nerve Renewal today. You really have nothing to lose, and most insurances do cover it, and you could improve your quality of life.
If you're suffering from pain, burning, or numbness due to neuropathy, schedule your consultation with Nerve Renewal now. Our non-invasive treatments are covered by Medicare, VA, and most insurance companies, and could have you pain-free within a few short weeks. With 5 convenient locations in OKC, Edmond, Norman, and Midwest City, relief is right around the corner. Call 405-674-4949. That's 405-674-4949. Or visit NerveRenewalNow.com.
My name is Bobby Hinkle, and I'm the founder of Main Street Advisors here in Edmond, Oklahoma. Our slogan is Truth in Financial Services because we really endeavor to shine a light on all the things that are normally kept in the dark. Have you ever wondered what's actually happening with your investments? Are you concerned about economic uncertainty and how the markets might dictate your retirement? Would you rather be in control yourself? The solution is to build a comprehensive financial plan. Most financial plans are really just a sales tool. How about getting one that is actually a roadmap, something that you can use whether we work together or not? Give us a call. Our phone number is 405-285-5566. 405-285-5566. Josh will answer the phone and schedule a time for us to get together and just get to know each other. Our website is mstadv.com. mstadv.com. Give us a call. Change your future. We are Main Street Advisors, Truth in Financial Services. A better financial future starts here.
Coming back in here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which all day long stands for what, Karen?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That's right. We like to rise, we like to thrive here on the Oklahoma Senior Journal's radio show. And remember, you can pick up an Oklahoma Senior Journal magazine and the 405 area code by going to OKSeniorJournal.com. All right, we're getting into this show now. I introduce to you Karen McAllister. So you do mixed doubles with your husband, Danny, on pickleball?
I do.
Okay,
I do.
That's great. So you're pickleballing and you're water walking.
I am.
But you don't do them at the same time.
No. That might be really entertaining, though. I might try that.
It would be. I'm just getting a picture in my mind's eyeball right now. Well, let's just go with the Captain Obvious first question. What is water walking?
So water walking is the events that I've been to are at Westwood Family Aquatic Center in Norman.
Okay. Westwood Family Aquatic Center.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's in Norman. And they allow us to use their Lazy River. I'm sure you're familiar with those. And then you just pick an event. There's different distances you can walk, but you make laps around the pool. You're just trying to be competitive against the person that's walking next to you.
Okay, so that was one of my questions. Are you walking with one person or are you walking with a multiple amount of people?
So they divide you up by your age groups.
Okay.
So there could be two or three, there could be five or six people that you're walking against. Just depends on how many is in that division.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So once you start out, you know, they bang the gun or whatever they do to start.
Right.
You just start going as fast as you possibly can, or do you need to probably monitor yourself?
It just depends kind of on how far you're walking. It does provide some resistance as you're walking in the water. So you do, it can tire you.
Yes.
So you might have to pace yourself.
You might
have to pace yourself and wait till the last lap. If you're doing multiple laps in one event, you might have to pace yourself so you can really put it out there on the last one.
What are the different legs that you're running? And maybe I'm saying that wrong. You know, how far are you walking?
So they have three different distances. They have a 200 yard, which is one time around lap pool, a 400 yard, which is two times around, or you can do 1,000 yard, which is 5 times around.
Oh, wow. That's
then,
ambitious.
Yeah. We fell into that category accidentally the first time we signed up. Mm. Then they also have a relay, which is an 800 yard, which is 4 times around, and you relay with 4 people, okay. Which is really fun.
So you hand off a baton.
Yes.
That's what I did in high school just a couple of weeks ago. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I bet you're amazing.
So, yeah, I really do love the baton. Is water walking something that has been around a long time, or is it?
I think it's fairly new. Most of the events that you do in the senior games, they actually can qualify you for the national events. However, there are a few sports or events that are not a national, specifically like water walking. There's not always a water park in every state or whatever for people to qualify. So water walking is one of those. It's not a national. They do have it in Muskogee, Oklahoma, also because they have a water park. They'll hold it in Muskogee and here in Oklahoma City. They'll have 2 different water walking events.
Got you.
Water walking's fairly new. It's probably, I've done it probably 3 years in a row.
You had on 2 medals in our picture.
We accidentally got signed up for just about all of them.
Accidentally.
Well, a friend called and said, hey, are you going to do water walking with me? And I said, what is water walking?
Yeah.
So I
is it like Peter and Jesus kind of thing?
Yeah. Right. And I thought it might be that easy, but it was a little more difficult. But I got on the website and looked it up and I saw the different events and I was just going to do the 200 yard. And I asked my husband, I said, do you just want to do the 200 yard? And he said, oh, let's just do them all.
Let's just go.
And I signed up for all of them.
Yeah.
It was something. But it was fun. It was super fun.
Absolutely. I'm sure it was. Where can you water walk? Now, I know we've just mentioned the place in Norman and then Muskogee. Are those the only two?
In the Oklahoma area that I know of. You can practice at Westwood Family Aquatic. It's in Norman. And they allow for seniors to practice in the mornings.
Wow.
To prepare for that. It is $8 for seniors. But
word, that's excellent.
During the week, you can do that from 5:30 to 11. And then on Saturdays, I think it's like 9 to 11 for the same price. And so then you just kind of have it to yourself to practice. You're not fighting little kids or tubes or things that won't be in the water when you're actually water walking.
I guess if you have a pool, you could water walk, not all the way to the deep end, of course.
Yes, but because the wading pool or the lazy river, it's pretty much 3 foot on average. If you had access to a pool that maybe had a shallow end, you could just lap back and forth in that shallow area to get the feel of the resistance of the water.
Right on. What do you feel like the resistance of the water pulls on you? Do you feel like, is there a certain technique? I'm already picking your brain on this.
Yeah. There was more resistance than I really thought there would be. Okay. When I signed up, I kind of thought to myself, water walking, how hard could it be? Sure, we'll do them all. Then the first lap, I was like, oh, my legs are burning. Oh, I'm a little winded. I loved the challenge of that. I think if you didn't have access to water, if you could have a resistance band, maybe.
Got you.
To where you could just kind of have that pulling against you as you're trying to walk yourself. So it's not real hard, but it's enough that it's
giving you a good workout.
Yes, it does. It gives you some exercise.
And I love the fact that, you're in the water and it's a better placement on your joints, I would imagine.
A lot of people, I'm sure, when they are trying to get some exercise and maybe they're overweight or something and they're trying to keep that pressure off their knees, they do water aerobics and water activity. And I think it's a lot less strain on your body than just walking in general.
What is the advantages of water walking versus traditional walking, which is, you've talked about the resistance.
I think it's definitely better on your joints, your knees, your stride. I just think it is not as hard on you that I would think. And I am not a runner. I am not a walker.
You're not. Okay.
I don't enjoy that aspect of the physical activity part, but I really did enjoy the water walking. And I don't know if it's because it just wasn't as hard on my body, maybe.
Right. Traditional walking, I know I can definitely feel, even in my joints then, but I know I've been to enough pools to know about how much better it feels on your joints.
Yes.
than if you're just normal dry walking.
And I think you can make it as difficult as you want. I mean, the faster you go, I mean, the harder it's going to be.
I guess you could use weights, too, like on your ankles.
For practicing, you probably could.
Don't do that in competition.
No, I did get to do it without any weights. So
I can even see how the resistance would even give you muscle tone.
Yes.
So shoes or no shoes in water walking?
Because I've done it several years in a row, I've tried all of the different things. I did barefoot, which I just didn't feel like I had enough traction. So it was a little more difficult. I tried some shoes that were like kind of like Crocs. Oh. That was not a good choice because they were very slick. My foot slid around in them. So those weren't a good choice.
No.
And then I just used, the last time I used just regular water shoes. Those worked well. They didn't weigh my feet down. I got a little more traction so I could outrun my opponent.
Yes. You got to outwalk them.
Because there are spots that you're like, it's more shallow here.
This is where I really have to go.
Yes. Water shoes worked for me, but barefoot.
So barefoot shoes, that's just what you ask for when you go to the store. I need water shoes.
Yes. Even your local.
Anywhere
has them. You know, your local.
Now, they're not the kind that have your toes, you know, where each toe goes in.
No, they're just your general slide on almost little sock water shoe with a little, it has a little sole on the bottom. It helped. A barefoot was fine, but I think the shoe helped me.
Well, we got to take us a quick break. It took us right up to the last second here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour. What does OSJ stand for, Karen?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That's beautiful. Here on Freedom 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
I go out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you.
Woohoo! Can you believe it? We're talking about water walking, and that was Karen that was singing to us.
Yes, on pitch. Perfectly.
It was unbelievable. She sounds just like Patsy Cline. Since we're on radio, we can kind of fudge and go, hey, that was Karen singing.
Yes.
But anyway, I love the fact that we're playing Walking After Midnight. So water walking after midnight in the moonlight, we totally suggest that.
Yes, it's a lot cooler.
There. And that brings me to my next question. You know, that's another point about water walking, because it's summertime now and the games start in August, don't they?
Yes, the water walking event is September. The entry deadline is in August, but Oklahoma weather, you know, September, it's still pretty warm sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
So the water walking is a great little refreshment in the nice cool water instead of just out pounding the pavement in the heat.
Right, with the asphalt and the heat rising up off of it. And plus, you've got to prepare for this. So that's what you and I will be doing, maybe, if I do this.
Not maybe. No, maybe. No, maybe.
I am kidding. We're striking maybe. Strike that. Not that, but maybe. Anyway, it's something that you have to prepare yourself for. And I know Senior Games this year has provided a lot of the sports with different coaches.
If you go on their OKSeniorGames.com page, they have a TSET grant program for all of their events. They have coaches that'll do it, but I'm going to coach you.
Yes, you are, Karen.
We're going to get in the water and take off.
We're going to walk after midnight.
Yes, yes. Or bright and early in the morning, because apparently it's 5:30 to 11.
Oh, really?
Yes.
They open that thing up at 5:30 for people?
Yes.
Yeah, because they're, and they've already probably plowed the back 40 by 5:30 in the morning.
Possibly.
That's
possibly
how my grandparents were. I was like, y'all are going to bed at 5? What are you doing?
We have to get up early.
That's right. The rooster. Crows. Okay. I just wanted to ask one more question about the shoes. Water walking shoes help you grip a little bit. Having bare feet would kind of hurt.
Yeah, because it's kind of that concrete pool bottom that's kind of textured.
Ruffered.
Yeah.
That's a word.
Ruffered. And as you're trying to, you know, really propel yourself through the water because you can't use your arms.
Bro.
There's no paddling. You got to keep your arms still.
You keep your arms up
and out of the water. So that you're not paddling, because you can't do that. You're really trying to push with your feet and your toes. And so, yeah, it can chew up your feet a little bit if you don't have shoes.
Yeah, I could see that. We actually had some water walking shoes last week that Regina Stewart brought,
just to give
me an example. So that was cool. Oklahoma Senior Games water walking competition. So what do you want to tell us about that? Is there quite a few people that sign up for that? Male, female, doesn't matter?
Yes, male, female. They have women's divisions that do each of those distances that I talked about. They have men's divisions that do each of those divisions.
Mm-hmm.
And then they also have the relay. It can be mixed. It can be all women's. If you don't have a partner for the relay, just sign up. There will be other people who possibly don't have a partner, and then they'll make a relay team with four people.
So the relay team is the baton.
It's the baton, and it's four people. How many times around
is that one?
So the relay, each person will go around one time, which is 200 yards.
Got you. Okay.
To complete it.
And then there is a 200-yard
individual. Yes, individual.
Okay. But you usually are never alone. You usually have somebody, or has there been people alone?
The times I've done it, there's never been anybody in the laps by themselves. There's been a minimum of three or four people in each division doing
which would
it.
Push you to
yes.
have people that
yes.
you're competing against.
And it gets very competitive. They try to draft you, you know, which is where they walk right next to you, and you kind of, they take your current to pull them through the water. So it's very competitive.
And that's called drafting?
Yes.
Well, go quit drafting me.
I know. That sometimes I scoot to the other side of the pool. I'm like, you get around on your own. Don't use me.
So when did you start water walking in your career?
I think it's been 5 years ago, 4 years ago.
Oh, okay.
We didn't do it last year, but we did it like the three before.
And why did you pick water walking?
My friend called. And there's so many obscure events that you don't think of, like water walking. I had no idea that even existed. There's other things like archery and even bowling, and they do a fitness one that all physical abilities. There's an event for everybody.
Right.
That's what I love. And the water walking was just an added bonus for me. I was like, that is amazing. I love it. And so we just keep signing up for it.
Do you have a pool?
I don't have a pool.
So you just said, I'm going in feet first, not head first.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's great.
And we just jumped right in, literally.
All right. Different water walking events during the games. Now, I didn't really know what that meant by different water walking events.
Well, it was just the one.
It's just the relay.
It's just the relays and then the different distances that you go.
Is this something that, if you're just starting out, when I join, is this something that I would do the 200 to start with? Don't jump in and try to do the 1,000
or whatever you would feel comfortable doing. We jumped right in and we did them all. It was a little over ambitious, I think, because I really thought it was a little more difficult than I thought it would be. It was not undoable. It was very doable. It was fun. And I was really glad that we did them all, honestly, because I think if I would have only signed up for the 200, I would have been wanting to do more because it was really that much fun.
Let's say you're doing the 200. What have been your times on this? Just to kind of wrap our mind around how long something like this would take.
Probably one time around would take you 5 minutes, depending on how fast you go.
Right.
And we'll get a taste when we get in the water. You'll probably sign up for all of them.
It's going to take me 10 minutes and I'll go, she said 5 minutes.
No, it won't. No, it won't. They just varied. The competitiveness is what I was telling you about. On one of the events, I went on my event and had a time, and then the next group was going, and it was friends that I knew. They vowed to beat my time.
Ooh.
And so they helped each other with a drafting to pull each other through the water, and they beat my time. So
they did
beat my time. So
oh my gosh, darn it.
You know, next time I got them.
Have they invented water walking for dogs yet?
No, but I wonder if you could just take Tippy with you. That would be fun.
I have Tippy, my chihuahua, in the studio today. If you want to get an e-newsletter from the Oklahoma Senior Journal, which you'll see pictures from today's show, you can go to okseniorjournal.com. And so on Oklahoma Senior Games, it's okseniorgames.com.
Okseniorgames.com.
Thank you, Karen. So this says I'm supposed to wrap up water walking by volunteering to introduce water walking to Robin.
Yes. Okay.
That would be yours truly, me.
Yes, that's you.
When Mike, our video guy, first came to me, I was like, that sounds so much fun. And then you really start thinking about it and you're like, what's that going to entail? But I always was involved in basketball and track. I did sports up until, I guess I played flag football in college, but that didn't really count.
Oh, that counts. I count any activity.
Okay, good. Rocking chair?
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's quads. We'll take it.
Quads.
I love it. All right. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about pickleball now. We have about a minute, so we're not going to get far on it. But I did, while I've been sitting here talking to you, talked about how popular pickleball is, and it's so popular they're making charms or necklaces.
Yeah,
because you have a pickleball.
I do.
I'm around your neck, a pickleball paddle.
Yes.
And a pickleball paddle on your bracelet.
Yes.
So that's pretty cool.
I do. And I have an I Heart Pickleball necklace because I love pickleball. I'm a little addicted to that as well.
Where do you practice, just shortly before we need to go to break?
There are tons of places around Oklahoma in the city. Kicking Bird in Edmond has some outdoor courts. There's courts in Cherokee Hills in War Acres at the park. They're free to play. Country clubs that have them, the Greens Country Club, Lifetime Fitness Center, all of those places have pickleball courts.
Okay, beautiful. We may pick up and tell a few more when we come back here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which all day long stands for
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That is right, Karen, or Patsy Klein, whichever you're going to go by. Here on Freedom 96.9 FM, we'll be right back talking more about Oklahoma Senior Games.
Join us for the Oklahoma Senior Games this August through November throughout the state. Many events offered like 3-on-3 basketball, water walking, swimming, 5K race, bowling, track and field, aqua bike, shuffleboard, pickleball, tennis, fitness challenge, and a lot more. You can check out all the events at okseniorgames.com or call 405-821-1500. The Oklahoma Senior Games would like to invite everybody to come meet new friends and join us. All the info, okseniorgames.com. The Oklahoma Senior Games, August through November, all through the great state of Oklahoma. Information available at okseniorgames.com or call 405-821-1500. That's 405-821-1500. The Oklahoma Senior Games is on Facebook. We'll see you at the games.
Well, hello there. This is Robin Gunn, the publisher and editor of the Oklahoma Senior Journal Magazine and on-air host with Freedom 96.9, coming to you every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're so proud to be able to bring you these programs, but there's something else we're very proud about. We added an app. So the Oklahoma Senior Journal now has an app you can put right on your smartphone. And let me tell you how to do that, because it's easy. All you need to do is pull up your phone exactly like you're going to send a text. And in that two line where you would normally put someone's name or phone number, you put these numbers, 95577. That's 95577. And it'll automatically separate and put a dash in there, and that's okay. And then down in the message part of your text, type this, all like it's one word, 50PLUS. 50PLUS. 50 plus. Then hit the send button, and you'll automatically get a link that will allow you to download the Oklahoma Senior Journal right on your phone. Now, how great is that? You'll be able to listen to all these radio shows. We have a find your car, like if you park your car in a location, it'll put a pin in it, it'll walk you back to your car. All of the Oklahoma Senior Journal issues are on there, videos, and a myriad of other 15 options that are available on the app. So please download the Oklahoma Senior Journal app today.
My name is Paul, and before I came to Nerve Renewal, I couldn't do anything. I could barely walk, I could not sleep, and I could not dance anymore. And my wife and I love to dance, so it was important that I got it fixed. Since coming to Nerve Renewal, I'm able to walk without pain, dance again, and I sleep through the night because I have no more pain. If you have neuropathy and you are in pain, no need for medications, you need to call Nerve Renewal today and schedule your first appointment. Your quality of life will change.
If you're suffering from pain, burning, or numbness due to neuropathy, schedule your consultation with Nerve Renewal now. Our non-invasive treatments are covered by Medicare, VA, and most insurance companies, and could have you pain-free within a few short weeks. With 5 convenient locations in OKC, Edmond, Norman, and Midwest City, relief is right around the corner. Call 405-674-4949. That's 405-674-4949. Or visit NerveRenewalNow.com.
Village is OKC is a plan, not a place. The word for today is perspective. Hello, this is Marilyn Olson, Executive Director. Village is OKC members are planning ahead. We can see the future from the perspective of the past, and that gives hope. From time to time, any of us may feel vulnerable or even non-essential, but we don't get stuck there. Villages OKC members across Greater Oklahoma City encourage and lift each other, giving a balanced perspective, a time-wise perspective to life. Find out more on Facebook, Instagram, or villagesokc.org.
That is my cue to come back in here. This is Robin Gunn. We are on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which Karen stands for.
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That is correct. It's almost like we've practiced a few times.
Almost.
Freedom 96.9 FM. And I'm interviewing Karen McAllister on water walking and pickleball. When the mics were off, you know, that's when we talk about the interesting stuff. But they said, hey, Robin, we really need to hear some conviction from you on you joining this water walking. And I said, I think I can do it if I've got Karen by my side, because she is just over here pumped about it.
I'm ready. I'm ready for you.
So I'm in. All in.
All right.
Tippy can at least come along.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I'll carry Tippy while you just push it out.
Perfect.
All the way around.
Here we go, Robin. But I know I'll end up just loving it.
I know you will.
It was the whole competition thing, because that's something I got into growing up.
Yeah, it sounds like all the sports you did, you were competitive enough.
Yeah, I did
enough.
Do hurdles too. So,
oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could jump over Tippy, but
we could step over.
Okay.
Anyway, step walking.
Step walking. That might be part of the fitness challenge.
There you go. We were talking about pickleball before we took a break, and we were talking about places you can go to practice. And man, it sounds like there's a lot. There's also chicken and pickle, but they charge you.
They do. Obviously, most of your fitness centers or your country clubs, you have to have a membership there. And chicken and pickle, you can rent courts and play there. But there are a lot of outdoor facilities that have pickleball courts. You do have to take your own balls, and some of them you have to take your own nets, but some of them are permanent. You just have to bring a ball and a paddle. And
something about pickleball is the net is a lot lower than if you were playing tennis.
Yes, it's a few inches shorter. In pickleball, it's like 34 inches in the middle, which is a few inches shorter than an actual tennis net. So
And your paddle is bigger than what you would think. A table tennis paddle.
Yes. It's bigger than a table tennis paddle. It's kind of hard like a table tennis paddle, but the technology now on them is so widespread of different paddles you can purchase and
use. I'm sure you can go as high as you want on
them. Oh, yes. There are some that are really expensive. I don't play with those. Yeah.
So there's not a net on them. It's a hard paddle.
Correct. Yeah. It's not like a tennis racket with the strings. No, it's hard.
Can you kind of describe maybe a little bit more in your own words what you personally feel like pickleball is to you and to your husband? How long have you both been playing?
We have been playing for about 6 years. Our whole family plays. Our daughter's married. Her husband plays. So we all play. I love the fact that all ages can play together. All physical abilities can play together. You can make it as competitive as you want, as recreational as you want. But it's brought our family closer. It's something we can do together. And especially when COVID was here, we could just go to the park and play as a family. So
that's great.
We're still active.
I hadn't thought of the camaraderie of this.
Yes.
That's great. So the whole family, even probably teenagers and maybe even junior high age, they could get into this.
Oh, yes. I mean, I've seen kids as young as 8 with a paddle.
And probably doing great.
And doing well. Yeah.
You know, that's what senior games is all about. There is nothing that is put on anyone about your age.
Heavens no. I mean, there's anything from the senior games are 50 and up. There's divisions with 70, 80, 85.
Wow.
Even in our local pickleball club, we had a gentleman that was 92 still playing. It was amazing.
And I'm sure it's so good for your brain as well to stay in that competitive, active state.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
92. I know Kathleen Fitzgerald, which is the executive director, she still is going strong and does more than one event.
Yes,
And water walking's one of them.
Water walking's one of them. I see her all the time. Yeah, she's very active.
Yeah, good woman. So there's singles, doubles, and mixed doubles on pickleball. So, I mean, I know that's a little bit self-explanatory, but when you're a single playing, you can be matched with people or you can come with somebody.
So when you're playing singles, you sign up by yourself. It's just you against somebody else on the court, and you play the whole court. There's a little bit of running involved.
Yes.
It's a little more physical than if you're just playing doubles or mixed doubles.
I did try pickleball once at Chicken and Pickle, getting these plugs out here. Y'all owe me money.
Right.
I picked it up okay. It was no professional. But at first it felt, in my opinion, just a hair awkward.
Okay.
Did you find that at all?
I didn't really play any racket sports. We had been playing as a family a lot of ping pong, and I don't call it table tennis because we didn't play table tennis. We played ping pong. So we had a lot of that hand-eye coordination going from the ping pong, and then when we started picking up pickleball. So it transitioned pretty easily for me, so it didn't feel real awkward. And all of our kids played competitive baseball and softball, so they had great hand-eye coordination. So they tend to whoop up on us when we're on the court. It's good practice for us to play against those youngins.
Amen. And they probably love playing against y'all.
Oh, yes, they do. They like to try to hit mom with a ball. But that's okay.
That's a new game we're coming up with.
Right?
Hit mom with the ball.
Hit mom with the ball. That's my next thing after water walking. I got you on pickleball.
On the mixed doubles, you can have somebody that you, just like your husband.
So he's kind of my pickleball doubles, my mixed doubles partner by proxy because he's married to me.
Yeah.
So I just really sign him up and he's like, oh, so we're playing mixed. Okay. Most people don't play with their spouse.
Oh, they don't.
They don't. A lot of people, that's just kind of difficult for them to do on the court. I'm not sure why. So they usually just find a guy who's looking for a partner. And they just mix it up. Some of them are permanent. They play together all the time, but a lot of them aren't in a relationship. But mine, he's kind of hooked. I just kind of sign him up.
Yeah, I could see where maybe sometimes somebody would get too coachy to the person. And
maybe. Yeah. A little bossy.
A little bossy. That's really the word. He's trying to be kind.
I know.
Okay. All right. When we come back, I will talk about a few more things we're going to talk about here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour with Karen McAllister talking about water walking. Hey, yours truly is going to do that.
Yeah.
And pickleball. So thank you for listening to us today. We will come back here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for
OK Senior Journal.
That's beautiful. Freedom 96.9 FM, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Hello, that's my cue to come back in here. Hey, this is our last segment. We're talking to Karen McAllister. She's with the Oklahoma Senior Games, and I have been persuaded to do water walking. That is what, and I'm going to dig it, people. It's going to be great. Come out and see me. We'll have Tippy out there for everyone to pet, the little chihuahua. We're just been talking on points of water walking and now pickleball that she does with her husband and whole family. How much fun that is to be a family that competes together in something like pickleball. The Oklahoma Senior Games Pickleball Competition. When is that?
That is coming up in October at Lifetime Fitness Center by Quell Springs Mall.
Will you repeat that one more time?
Coming up in October at Lifetime Fitness Center by Quell Springs Mall. And they'll have all three events available to play in, the singles, the gender doubles, and the mixed doubles.
That will be in October.
Yes.
What do you know what date it starts?
October 25th through the 27th.
25th through the 27th of October. Make sure you go October the 19th to the Second Half Expo that the Oklahoma Senior Journal is involved with at the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum. There's my quick plug. Pickleball versus tennis benefits.
Tennis, while it's very competitive also, there is a lot of running, more running, I feel, than pickleball. Pickleball is a smaller court than a tennis court. Especially if you're playing gender doubles or mixed doubles, you have a lot less area to run to cover. It's still a very quick sport, and there's still a lot of physical activity with it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot less court coverage, so you do a lot less running. There's a lot of tennis people who have knee problems and hip problems, and they've moved over to pickleball because it is less
and
impactful.
It's just as exciting, isn't it?
It is. I feel like it is.
Yes, that's what I hear from people.
It can be super quick. And like I said, you can play against any age. So even us older people, we can play these young kids. They can certainly be challenging for you.
There you go. I always say instead of older, I say only just begun age. Because that's us.
I said I'm 58 young.
That's good, forever young. That's what brings us in.
Right.
All right. If you want to compete, these competitions start in August and end in November. You only need to sign up 2 weeks before your event you want to be in. So to get a list of all those, you go to the website. And Karen, what is that?
OKSeniorGames.com.
Okay. One more time.
OKSeniorGames.com.
Beautiful.
And it'll have tabs that you can see every event that's available to enter.
Are y'all on Facebook?
It's it's OK Senior Games on Facebook.
They're showing all kinds of competitions right now, I'm sure, and coaching and practicing and that kind of
thing. Yes, yes. And they're showing videos of past events so you can get an idea of what it looks like, even the archery and the water walking and all of those, bowling, whatever, and you can kind of get an idea.
That's good. On their Facebook page.
Yes.
OK Senior Games. Facebook. What is a phone number if someone wants to call?
You could call 405-821-1500.
One more time.
That's 405-821-1500.
Thank you so much, Karen.
Thank
We've got to get
me.
Bug out of here. Thank you all for persuading me to be a part of water walking and the Oklahoma Senior Games. You've been listening to us on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which one more time, Karen.
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That's right. On Freedom 96.9 FM. We'll see you next week.